This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The rideshare service Uber says its British ridership went up 850% yesterday, thanks to a huge taxi driver protest. That sound from London. Taxi drivers caused traffic gridlock across Europe yesterday in a show of force against Uber. And cabbies in American cities are fired up as well. They say Uber and other mobile app-based car share companies like Lyft are stealing their business and skirting safety and pricing regulations. Elise Hu covers technology and culture for NPR. She's with us from Washington. Elise, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, let's start with Uber, because they don't seem to be hurting at all from all of this. They were just valued at $18 billion. Why is the company so valuable?
Part of it is that it's growing so quickly. Uber is reporting that it is doubling the number of cities it's in every 6 months, and it takes 20% of every ride that people go on through its app. And so that's a tremendous amount of scale, a tremendous amount of growth. And investors are betting that this is a transformative way to travel, that this is the way we're going to hail cabs from now on.
And if it's taking 20%, does that mean the drivers get 80% of the cost of the ride?
That's right. So drivers also, you know, get a little bit out of it. But some drivers complain that the 20% is too much of a cut for Uber.
And we've heard stories of traditional taxi drivers in places like New York spending $1 million for the taxi cab medallion. Uber drivers don't have to buy something like that, do they?
That's right. And that's a huge complaint by taxi drivers across the world, really. In London, they have to take a very difficult test called the knowledge in order to operate one of the famous black cars in London. And sometimes it can take 2 years just to study and pass that test. Hmm. Uber is getting to skirt a lot of the regulations and a lot of the costs of becoming drivers, because they're arguing that they're not really a transportation company. They argue they are a platform, a technology platform that's simply connecting riders with drivers.
Well, and they're saying that their GPS programs that are, you know, slapped on the dashboard so that people can see where they're going are not meters. They're not taxi meters.
That's right. And so that allows them to skirt a lot of the meter rules that we see that govern a lot of cab industries in cities around the world. So there's lots of different sort of loopholes that they are getting to exploit, if you will, at the moment. But regulation will catch up. We just saw in Colorado last week, for example, that the state was the first state in the nation to pass a law that sort of governs Uber, Lyft, and similar ride-sharing services.
And Lyft, by the way, for people who don't know, that is the one with the pink mustache on the front of the car.
That's correct.
Now, taxi drivers, we heard yesterday in London, they're very angry that Uber drivers are not having to go through the background checks that traditional taxi drivers have to go through, that they don't have to do the same things. What about that?
The point of contention now seems to be mostly congregated around Uber X. This is where they let private drivers drive their own cars. They do not have to go through as rigorous of background checks as traditional taxi cab drivers, because Uber is performing the background checks. Uber insists they are doing their due diligence and running very extensive checks, but we can't know for sure because they're private.
So, Elise, what happens now? And are taxis going to be a thing of the past?
Well, Uber says it's running in 128 of its cities, and no taxi cab industry has gone out of business in all 128 of the cities. And so they're saying that while their outward campaigning says they want to crush cabs, what they really want to do is encourage competition and partner with cabs. In many cities, Uber Taxi is that example in which we can use Uber as users to have a taxi cab, a traditional taxi cab driver who has gotten all the background checks, come and get us. And so this is going to all get ironed out in the coming years. It'll be really interesting to watch how it grows and where it's halted in its growth by regulation.
Elise Hu reports on technology and culture for NPR. Elise, thanks.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Here and Now.